Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. It's never not a good show. You know why? Because I got some of my favorite people in the Glass City gracing this studio. And, you know, you didn't know this, but you're one of them.
I'm excited.
Yes. Anna Toni. If you don't know who she is, you're about to find out. I need to know something because I'm not sure. I know you probably told me, but I forgot. Are you a native Toledoan?
I am a native Toledoan, yes. I grew up over in Old Orchard from, you know, when I was born through most of high school, and then my parents moved out to Holland, so.
Okay, you gave me big city girl vibes. We're going to figure out what that's about. One thing that you mentioned to me, and I didn't know this either, because you're like, onion, like you peel it back into so many layers. You don't make me cry, though. You said that you were a performing arts girl, like you were active in the performing arts world when you were like younger.
Yeah.
Can you share how your experiences in theater helped you create the path that you're doing like now personally and professionally?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a theater kid growing up from a young age. And I actually went on and studied musical theater at Indiana University in college and pursued that dream for a few years. I worked at a couple theater, summer stock theaters, one in Colorado, New Hampshire, Indiana. And then I went and lived in New York City for a couple of years where I was, you know, doing the whole starving actress.
My hometown. Snap. Where exactly in New York were you living?
So I spent a summer in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I was born in Brooklyn. Yeah, that's what I thought. And then I spent some time up in Washington Heights. And then a majority of my time I was on the Upper East Side.
Okay. If you spend time in New York pursuing acting and working multiple jobs and navigating the ups and downs of that lifestyle, what did those years teach you about resilience, and how did that eventually influence your decision to return to Toledo and switch gears to the nonprofit world?
Yeah. So like I said, theater was like a huge part of my life, and I was really, I really wanted to pursue that. And I come from a family of attorneys. So
no way.
Yes. Yes. So my dad and all three of my older siblings all went to law school, and I was like, I'm going to go and be a theater kid.
And they were like, what the?
They were like, good for you. Good for you. So I did that. And then when I was living in New York and working multiple jobs. I was a nanny and I was working at a restaurant and I was going to auditions and all that fun stuff. And it was good while I did it. And then I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I don't think this is really like the lifestyle for me. And I was okay with that. And I think it really, for me, I like talk about it with my kids. Like I would have never known had I not tried. Mm-hmm. And so, I did that. And then my now husband and I were dating at the time. We were long distance, and we, you know, I won't go through all of it, but we ended up back in Toledo. We're both from Toledo.
Okay.
And the former executive director of Leadership Toledo was like, hey, you should go through this program and reacquaint yourself with a Toledo as an adult. And that is how my story with Leadership Toledo started.
So how many years has it been now?
I have been with Leadership Toledo. I've been engaged with Leadership Toledo since 2012. So I went through the program. And then after I went through the program, he was like, you should come work here. And then I took over as the executive director in 2017. So I've been there a long time.
That is good. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Leadership Toledo has been a pivotal part of your journey. Could you tell us about the moment you first got involved with the organization? Like, what did that feel like? Did the passion ignited in you come from like working with them, or was it just, you know, you wanted to get back to your community and do nonprofit work?
Yeah. So I think when my husband and I moved back here, it was really, I think, at the height of that You Will Do Better in Toledo. And, you know, he had been living in Austin. I was living in New York City, and we got an apartment downtown, and it was just like we really wanted to be cheerleaders for Toledo. Mm-hmm. And so going through Leadership Toledo just kind of opened my eyes to the nonprofit world. And I was like, really into this idea of uplifting Toledo and helping people recognize the opportunities as well as the challenges and just how to have conversations around that so that we can all be more engaged and educated community members.
And you think that's been working?
I do. I think it's been working.
I know a lot more about my greater Toledo community through, like, because I'm in the nonprofit space too. So I think I get a lot of my, you know, Toledo nonprofit energy tea from you guys. So
yeah, and I think we have a really strong alumni network. You know, our Leadership Toledo has been around since 1980. So there's a long history there. And it's just, it's really fun to go out. And my mom always jokes, she's like, you are just, you're a professional lunch attendee and coffee meeting person. And I'm like, yeah.
You're a nonprofit socialite.
Yes, exactly.
In a positive way.
I really like that. I might have to steal that.
You know? But you're actually doing the work, though. So, you know, that's good. Balancing family life and a thriving career must be a challenge, I'm sure. As a mother of four, which I'm proud to be in the Mama Four Club with And being an executive director, how do you manage it all? Are there any routines or philosophies that help you stay grounded?
Oh, man. I think it just depends on the day. And I will admit that I'm really lucky that I have a really strong support system here. And I definitely don't take that for granted. You know, my husband's parents are here and my parents are here. And I also think it's just this idea of asking for help and being okay with that. And I've really learned to embrace that. And being a part of my kid's life and being a part of the community is something that is just really important to me. So finding a way to interweave those together is really what I try to do. And some days are better than others.
How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. So I have two girls. They're 10 and 9. So they're almost 12 months apart. Almost to the day, which was a lovely, pleasant surprise.
Don't they call that Irish twins?
Well, yes, but they're technically 53 weeks apart, so they're not true Irish twins.
Okay.
And then I have two boys. They're 6 and 4.
Nice. Well, mine are a little older, except the last one.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you had a
21, 18, 17, and 5.
And I have... Like, that's parenting, right? Each phase is going to have its challenges and all that stuff. And I'm just here for the ride.
Yes, exactly. You've been heavily involved in various community organizations, from the Valentine Theater to the Beverly Elementary PTO. What role do these activities play in your personal life? And how do you believe that a strong community involvement contributes to your personal growth?
Yeah. So, my joining the Valentine Board was a really great way for me to get back to those, like, performing arts roots. Like, I just think there's such value.
I just caught it. Tied that together.
There
we go.
Yeah. I just think there's such value in supporting performing arts. And so when I was asked to join the board, I jumped at that opportunity. And it's been really fun to, I mean, it's such a historic institution in our community. So it really aligns well with my professional work as well. And then, like I said, I really love being involved in my kids' lives. So being a part of making their school experience as positive as it can be is just a highlight for me. And so being able to be a part of the PTO and help keep things moving there is awesome.
So super CEO and super mom.
I guess.
There is a big event coming up that you help facilitate every year under Leadership Toledo that gives a boost to our local economy. Tell us how that came to be, and why do you all do it?
Yeah. So I think what you're referencing is Restaurant Week Toledo, and we're in our 16th year.
Wow.
And I know.
I've only been to like 4. Okay.
Yeah. So no, it was around before I started at Leadership Toledo. And so we started with maybe, 10 or 11 restaurants, and this year we're up to 48. And it's really about celebrating local restaurants here. And it is a fundraiser for us for our youth programs. But just by going out and dining at our participating restaurants, people are giving back. And then they're also supporting a local business here. And so again, with Leadership Toledo, everything that we're doing is trying to highlight Toledo as a special place to call home. And so when we can go out and be a part of a community-wide event, it speaks volumes to the way that Toledo steps out for one another.
I feel like that's what Soul of the Glass City is about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the embodiment of it.
I love it.
Looking ahead, what are your goals for the future of Leadership Toledo and the broader Toledo community? How do you envision this region evolving, and what part do you see yourself playing in that transformation?
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack there, Monique.
Take your time.
Yes, I will. So I think that I want Leadership Toledo to continue to be a connector in this community. And that's really the way I look at our work and community building and helping connect the dots for people. And I think, you know, we can all get stuck in our day-to-day lives, whether, you know, we're attorneys or we're marketers or we're in the nonprofit world. And so I think the unique thing about our programs is it's really going to open people's eyes to what's happening outside of maybe our day-to-day life. So I hope we continue to enhance our programs, and we need to evolve. We need to know what's happening in Toledo, and we need to be able to bring those leaders in the areas that we're focusing on. We need to be able to bring those to our participants. And I should say, you know, we have adult programs and we have youth programs. So really helping to inspire people to step up in their community and to step out. And we want that community to be Toledo. But ultimately, if it's not Toledo, you know, if you choose to spread your wings elsewhere, we hope that all of our participants understand that there is a responsibility to step up and take part in your community. And you're going to define that. You're going to define what's good for you. You know, what it's going to vary based on what phase of life that you're in, you know, whether you are earlier in your career or more seasoned in your career, whether you have kids, whether you know, it could be your church community, whatever that is. But our hope is that people just understand that there's a responsibility there and to take that responsibility seriously.
I think you let us know that it's not just up to y'all. It's up to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we be more involved? Like, how can we find out about Leadership Toledo or Restaurant Week? Is there any websites we could go to?
Oh, certainly. I'm so glad you asked. So Restaurant Week runs from March 2nd through March 8th. So you can go to restaurantweektoledo.com. You'll be able to see all the list of restaurants there. You'll be able to sort by meal. You'll be able to sort by location, all that fun stuff. And then if you're interested in learning more about Leadership Toledo and our programs, you're going to go to leadershiptoledo.org. And like I said, I love going out to lunch. I love having coffee with people, so you can shoot me an email, and I'd be happy to meet with anyone who wants to learn more about Leadership Toledo and how they can participate and be a supporter.
Well, I so appreciate you for coming here today, and we will do everything we can to make Toledo the best place on earth, and you will do better in Toledo.
Thank you, Monique.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.